Good morning, Hilchos Suda Samafseket, Taf Kuf Nun Gimel. Okay, Seif Aleph. Afal Pisha Achal Suda Samafseket, even though you ate the Suda Samafseket, the parting meal right before Tisha B'Av, in the afternoon, Erev Tisha B'Av, Mutar Lachzor V'Le'echal. Even though you had the main Suda and you benched, you're still allowed to eat. The fast didn't start yet. Ela im kein, unless kibel alav beferush shelo lecho od hayom, unless you accept it upon yourself beferush that you are going to, you specifically said, now I'm starting to fast. That's only if it's otherwise, just because you finished your meal, even though you benched, that doesn't mean that the fast is over, you're still allowed to eat. Haga, the Kabbalah balev ena Kabbalah. And just thinking in your mind that you're going to you're accepting upon the fast, that's not a Kabbalah. Ela tzarich lehotzio bisfatav. The only time the fast is going to start and it's usher to eat is if you verbally say, or obviously if shkia sets in, but otherwise the fast did not start yet. Okay. Same thing if a person accepts upon a fast in general. Has to be beferush. Okay. Now there are different opinions, such as the Bach and the Gra, who do say that if you just do it in your mind, in your thought, that the fast begins. Just a ha'ara there.
If you're
makabel. If you're makabel, right, in your mind. But the Rama says otherwise. Okay. Now, the Mishnah Berurah says when you accept upon your fast, it's also as if you accepted upon all the things you're not allowed to do, the chamesh, the five inuyim, except for wearing leather shoes, because it's understood you're still walking around and you still need to move or get places. So it's as if you never accepted upon yourself. Okay. Mishnah Berurah's recommendation, though, is verbally or in your mind, you should tell yourself out loud or in your mind that you're not accepting the fast until Bein Hashemashos. And this way, you get out of any kind of a suffix or a machlokas.
But he says, if you just decide not to eat, that's not Kabbalah.
Right, just deciding not to eat is not a Kabbalah unless you want to start fasting now. Okay, good. Anyway, I think Mikar didn't be paskin like the Rama that you're okay. So base Tisha B'Av Leilo ki yomo lechol davar ve'ein ochlim ela mi be'od yom. Okay, when it comes to Tisha B'Av, the chamesh inuyim and not eating, right? That starts already from the nighttime. Uvein hashmashal shelo asur ki yom kippurim, starting from shkia until the next day after it says. So both Bein Hashemashos, from before the day before and the day after. So those are all Aser, right? We're all used to that. Nothing new. Okay. And you don't have, there's no inyan of doing a Tosefis Tisha B'Av. Okay. Haga. Umutar berechitza vesicha un'ilat ha-sandal ad Bein Hashemashos. And it's mutter to bathe and anoint yourself wearing leather shoes up until sunset, right? The beginning of Bein Hashemashos. Meal. Bachol noagim lachalotz minalim kodem shiomar barchu. If you're going to daven barchu early before shkia, so then really you should take off your shoes as soon as you start davening marav and you say barchu. V'im Shabbos chotzim achar barchu. And it's the opposite if Tisha B'Av is Saturday night, and it's right after Shabbos, so you don't take off your shoes until you start Baruch Hu. Because before you say Baruch Hu, you're still Hara, the feeling is still, it's still Shabbos. And as soon as you say Baruch Hu, well now you entered into Tisha B'Av. Milvad Shaliach Tzibor Shechol Eitz Kodem Baruch Hu, except for the Shaliach Tzibor, the Chazan, he'll take it off after Baruch Hu, his leather shoes. All right, so it doesn't make any disruption for the davening. Okay. Haga. We'll continue. Rak Omer Tchila Hamavdil. But first, you should say Hamavdil. Okay. Right, you say Baruch Hamavdil Ben Kodesh Lachol before you take off your leather shoes. V'nagu shelo lilmod ba'erev Tisha B'Av mechatzot ve'elak im midvarim amutarim v'Tisha B'Av. So the Rama writes the minag of not learning Torah already, starting from chatzot the day before Tisha B'Av. Not only Tisha B'Av itself, but some have the minag, and that's what the Rama says, even from chatzot of the day before. V'lachein imchal b'Shabbos ein omrim pirkei avos. And therefore, even on Shabbos afternoon, if Tisha B'Av is Motzei Shabbos, so he already stops learning even Pirkei Avos. V'ched lo yitaya erev Tisha B'Av. And you should also not spitzir, walk around for fun in the parks on erev Tisha B'Av, after Chatzot. Now, what's the problem with learning? So we know because by learning, it's mesama, it makes us happy, it makes us feel good. And now this does not mean a din. The din is only during Tisha B'Av, but there is a minhag starting already from Chatzot before, and because you're still able to learn something else, stuff that's related to Tisha B'Av. Now many or most of the Achronim say that this minhag is not a great minhag, and you don't have to keep it, whether it's Shabbos or even during the week. And many poskim, the Gra, the Chayadam, the Aruch HaShulchan, Chazon Ovadia, they all say it's fine 100% to learn Erev Tisha B'Av. We're Mamayit on Tisha B'Av, but not Erev Tisha B'Av. And it's disruptive, it becomes just Bitul Torah, and it's already too much. Okay. Right. Okay. Fine, let's go on. Tav Kuf Nun Dalet. Dvarim are Asurim b'Tisha B'Av, the things that we know that are Asur on Tisha B'Av. So we're pretty much all familiar with this. Aleph. Tisha B'Av, on Tisha B'Av, Asur b'rechitza v'sicha u'ni'ilat ha-sandal v'tashmish amita. Asur of washing and bathing, anointing and perfuming and soaps, also wearing leather shoes, and marital relations. V'asur likrot b'Torah, you're not allowed to learn in the Torah, or the Nevi'im, or in the Ketuvim. Al Aser, Velishnot, Bamishnah, Bamidrash, Bagmara, Bahalachos, Vagados. And also to review and learn, whether it's Mishnah, Midrash, the Gemara, Halacha, and all kinds of stories from Chazal, or teachings, Mishum Shene Amar, Pekudei Hashem, Yesharim, Misam Chilev, because we all know that Torah makes us happy. Right, this is also, all these things are already Aser, Alfilu, Mibein HaShemashos, we just learned. Okay, and it doesn't help, Mishnah Berurah just points out, I think it's obvious, but it doesn't help by davening. Let's say you daven early at the end of Tisha B'Av, you daven Maariv early. It doesn't matter, you still have to wait till Tzeis HaKochavim. Generally, the general rule is, even Lachadchila, to daven Maariv a little bit early or a little bit late, whatever, but primarily a little bit early. But that doesn't really change the metzias of the day. So that's the day is still Tisha B'Av, and all these things are still awesome until it says. V'tinok shel Beit Rabban b'teilim bo, and we don't learn in schools, and we don't teach children. They get a day off. Now there are different opinions on this one. We're going to see. Some say the Magen Avraham, and some say to even teach children. Even sad things that adults learn, you can't teach them, because you teaching them makes you feel good, and that the act of teaching is a problem. However, many do disagree. The Taz disagrees. Chazan San Dirshu, that the Chazan Ish used to teach to children on Tisha B'Av, like for Elu Megalchin. So, anyways. So what do you do on Tisha B'Av besides just mourning? So you could just do mourning, but you're allowed to learn all the sad things. That also helps inspire us. The Iyim, such as, right, we have the sad psukim from Iyov and Yirmiyahu. All of Eov and Yirmiyahu. Ye'im yesh b'neim psukei nechama tzarich ledalgam. But if you do have psukim of nechama, so those you skip. Okay. Bet. More things. Umutar also. Lilmod midrash eicha. You're allowed to learn the midrash eicha. Uperek elu megalchin. Also from the perek in Moed Kata and elu megalchin. V'chin lilmod perush eicha. Also to understand what you're reading in veicha. Uperush Eov. And understanding Eov. We're all familiar. But also, it's, the poskim point out you're allowed to learn the Agada, the stories of the Churban. That's you can find those by Gittin, Perek Hanizakin, and in Sanhedrin, Perek Chelek. Okay. Here, let's read the next one. No. So anyway, just to point out, so the poskim all point out that you're allowed to learn the pshat of all this, but not to learn Be'iyun, Derech Pilpul, Shutim, going through all the achronim on topics, discussing it with people, to learn the pshat. That's what's mutter. And we're going to see afilo, even behirhur could be a problem. To think about and understand and delve into difficult sugyas and make it clear for yourself, because that makes a person happy when they understand the sugya well. So okay. There. Gimel. Yesh mi she'oser lilmod ayidei hirhor. So there is an opinion, which is generally the halacha, is one should not also learn all these things that are aser to learn, even if it's just in your mind and thought without actually verbally reading it. All these things are still aser. We don't read them. Okay. Let's see what else. Mishnah Berurah points out that a Rav shouldn't be answering shailas unless it's necessary for the day, such as should a person fast or not. But okay, we don't do Dinei Torah, Dinei Mamonos, it's the same, also Din Torah, unless, he says, it could be that it is mutter if they need the psak right now for Dinei Mamonos, and they can't wait till the next day. It's dvarim it's part of the things that are rabim tzrichim lo. The public needs you for, so you're allowed to answer if it's a pressing matter. Okay. Fine. Dalet. Umutar likrot kol seder hayom uparshas akrabanos umishnat ezeh makoman. All the parts of davening that's always said every day, these things you're allowed to. It's part of the Seder Yom. It's considered part of the Tefillah. O Midrash Rabbi Yishmael. All these things are what's normally said. So the Mishnah points out not to say Pito Maktot. Says it's not really part of the Seder Hayom. But the truth is this is very subjective. Chazon Avadia says we do say it every day, and so therefore you should say it. And it just depends on your minhag. Mishmur points out also a Shir HaYichud or Shir Shal Yom, but also from Tehillim. It's also Derech HaBakasha, it's part of the Tefillah. So whatever is normal part of Tefillah is Mutter. Haga Umutar Lachzor Parsha B'Tishabav. And so too the Chazan, or the Baal Kori really, the Baal Kori who's going to read from the Torah is allowed to prepare so that he could read it. Okay. Hey. Ubarot u'minikot mitanot b'tisha b'av. So here, the Ikra halacha is like this. Women who are pregnant or nursing, they still have to fast on Tisha B'av. Kederech shemitanot u'mashlimot b'yom kippur. It's the same level as Yom Kippur. It's not like the other, like the Dalet Samos in general. These are, okay. Aval. So the other three, then they don't have to fast at all. Even though she's going to eat and drink, she shouldn't indulge. Just whatever she needs to keep her so that she's healthy, the baby's healthy, and the minimal. Okay? And we assume, well, that's going to be next. Okay. Now, there are many, Lamaisa, there are many poskim nowadays who say that one who is, what's it called, pregnant or nursing is allowed to eat if, so there are different opinions nowadays. We're not going to go through all the gamut of everyone has their own little nuance, but in general, it seems that most poskim, if she's 100% healthy and she feels totally fine and she's not worried about the milk drying up, that's if she's nursing, but it goes, or if she's pregnant and there won't be any danger to the child, a normal case where a woman feels fine, she doesn't feel weak, and she's not worried about the milk, etc., we said. So then most poskim say she should fast. But if once you're worried about the milk or you worry, or she's not feeling good, so then they'll say go ahead and eat like normal. Okay. But whatever, I would say look into it or do a Shaila Trav. Vav. Chaya kol shloshim yom. So here a woman, she gives birth so, and for the first 30 days afterwards, and anyone who is sick and it helps him to eat, it doesn't have to be shiyesh bo sakana, just he's sick, he's not feeling well, not just a little headache, but he's not and even if you're not worried that it might come to sakana, you don't have to get to, you don't have to be that sick, just a person who's sick, I don't know, has a fever and needs to lie down, he's really not feeling well. So then, ein srichin omed ela machlin eto miyad. You don't have to start taking tests and bedikot and whatever. You let him eat. Timkom choli lo gazu rabbanan. When a person is sick, then there's this is not Yom Kippur we're talking about. There's this Tisha B'Av. The Tisha B'Av's the rabbanan, the fast. So therefore, the lo goes there on someone who is considered sick. Haga omihu. The Rama writes that in order to be able to eat, you need to be where you're really not feeling good. But then he points out that if you're mekel, that's also okay. In other words, if you're just feeling a little bit not good. And the Mishnah Berurah brings down pretty much all the Achronim who say pretty much just about that woman shouldn't fast if she doesn't feel so good. Or someone who's not, just even, once you're even a little bit not feeling good, then you shouldn't fast. During the first 7 days, it's aser to fast. Then 7 to 30, that's where it might be mutter for her to fast. But if she's not feeling good, most say it's better not to be machmer, and you should. Mishnah Berurah quotes the Chayadam, but it's other poskim too. Okay. I think that's good enough for now. So let's do chet, zayin, right? Zayin. Rechitza asura b'tisha b'av bein b'chamin bein b'tzonin. Okay, as far as bathing and washing. So it doesn't matter if it's hot water or cold water, everything's asur on Tisha B'Av. Afilu l'oshit etzva'o b'mayim, asur. Even one finger to wash in cold water, just to make yourself feel good, that's what's aser. Whenever it's letanug, that's what's aser. And so generally, that's what we consider. If you're washing your hands, unless we'll see in a moment when it's mutter. Chet. Tevila shel mitzvah bizmana muteret. If a woman is going to go to the mikvah, because that's her lel tevila, so if it would be that's the end of the seventh night, and now that's the time of when she's supposed to go to the mikvah, so then, it's mutter lechatchila, and she's supposed to go to the mikvah. However, aval bezman hazeh ein tvila bezmana. But nowadays, the truth is, a woman kimat never goes when it's the proper time. Because for real hilchos nida, when is a woman supposed to go to the mikvah? Once she starts bleeding, immediately you start counting 7 days. And on the seventh day, from when she starts, not when the blood finishes. So then, she has to go, right after the day seven. However, what do we do nowadays? She waits a full 7 days from when the blood stops. So that's usually just a chumrah. So generally speaking, whenever a woman needs to go to the mikvah, it's not really bizmana. Because generally we're talking about anida, and those are the halachas anida, but we're machmer even as a zava. Okay, separate topic. So the point is, nowadays it's usually we're extra machmer, and therefore it's not really bizmana. So hilchach lo tibolba. So therefore, she shouldn't go to the mikvah when it's her proper time nowadays, the way we keep the halachos of, anyway. So then she shouldn't go to the mikvah because it's not really bizman, and she's not allowed to be with her husband. So there's no purpose whatsoever. And that's the minhag. So women nowadays, we don't go on the night of Tisha B'Av. Women don't go. We wait until after Tisha B'Av. Okay. Tet. Imayu yadav. I think we're going to read it later. Where does it come up? We mentioned it before. It could be it's going to come up later. It's a machloket between the Ramah and the Shach when a woman should preferably bathe. If her zman to go to the mikvah is Motzei Tisha B'Av, so then should she go Motzei Tisha B'Av or should she go Erev Tisha B'Av? So that's a machlokas. The Shach says lechatchila she should do all of her bathing Motzei Tisha B'Av, and it's the Ramah who says she should really preferably, even if it's in warm water, go in Erev Tisha B'Av and just clean herself a little bit more Motzei Tisha B'Av. Unless there's no choice and she has to go all, she has to do everything at night on Motzei Tisha B'Av. Okay. Tet. Ima yu yadav meluch lachot betita v'tsoa. If a person's hands get dirty with some kind of mud or tsoa, waste, mutar lirchot lahavir alichloch. You're allowed to wash in order to remove the lichloch. Because you're not doing it for pleasure, you're doing it because you're dirty. So that's 100% mutter. And so just because you'll have to wash one finger, you don't wash the whole hand. Fine. So you just do what's necessary to clean, to accomplish what you need to accomplish, and it's not a problem. And if you need hot water to remove the dirt, then you use hot water. Whatever you need to do the dirt, that's what you need to do. Haga. Now, you see, if you went to the bathroom, so the halacha is the same thing by Yom Kippurim. Nowadays, most of us would say, at least use soap on your fingers, at the very minimum, or your whole hand, wherever it gets, wherever you need. Okay. Yud. No tell Adam yadav shachrit v'tzarech lizar shalayito yadav ela atzof kishrei etzva otav. So a person, when he washes his hands, when he gets up in the morning, so he does have to wash his hands, but how much do you wash? Only until the higher knuckles. So you get all the fingers completely. Depends what's up and what's down. But you clean all your fingers. You wash up all your fingers, not the palm of your hand, right? And that's. Okay, we know that's the same halacha for Yom Kippur, for here too. And should you say a bracha? So it would seem, the Mishnah Berurah says, you should say a bracha. That would be... Now the reason why you're doing this is lahavir ruach ra'ah. So he says, that would be the pshat even if you don't go to the bathroom. But he says that according to the gra, that's not a good enough reason unless you're getting ready to daven. Because ruach ra'ah, it's more of a spiritual reason, but halachically, that wasn't the main reason. We learned earlier that there's two main reasons. It's for tefillah, briyah chadasha, but he says you should, therefore you should wait to do netilas sedayim. You should only say that, so the Mishnah verse is lachatchila, just say the bracha of netilas sedayim when you wash after you relieve yourself before tefillah. Okay. Let's do maybe. Now we'll stop.
If he does do ruach ra'ah,
you can still, do ruach ra'ah without a bracha.
And he washes again.
That's right. I mean, some people will say a bracha right away. Different minhagim, one to say the bracha in general. But it happens to be on Tisha B'Av. The Mishnah Berurah says it's better to wait unless you know it's going to be for your tefillah. If you first go to the bathroom first. That's the. Okay, stop.